the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This headline is so stupid, but it is funny, just the headline. Tori Amos smacks her face in bus encounter with moose while on tour. That's it.
That's what drew me into the story. And I go, okay, I need to know the details of this.
That's the first thing I saw this morning. I turned on my email, sent that story. I said, well, the headline wins.
Yeah.
She's 62. Singer revealed that on her bus almost crashed into a large moose. And you don't wear a seatbelt in those things either. So she probably did smack her face.
Apparently she had just gotten up to like walk back to her bunk.
Yeah.
And then the driver had to slam on the brakes to miss the moose. And she went flying and smacked her face on the table or something.
Oh, okay. So
the moose should have told you the place was closed.
I was under the impression from the headline that she was hanging around the window like a dog.
We're good for the week.
Collided with a moose.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was like wandering somewhere and then had like an encounter with a moose. Yeah.
So she was just on a tour bus. They were going from Denmark to Sweden.
Yeah.
And that's moose country. had to slam on the
that
brakes.
Is moose country. Isn't that where Cliff Burton died?
It is. Yeah. I think he was in, but that was in
rain,
Sweden.
That was rain that made the bus slip, right?
Black ice. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It was Sweden, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Sweden.
I think it was.
86. Too. And if I remember the story correctly, and this may be urban legend.
It wasn't a moose, right?
They were picking the bus wreckage off of the body, and it fell.
Oh.
And back down.
So he was alive.
No, he was not. He was very much dead. Okay. But that was just insult to death.
Yeah.
Zach Peterson's going to go see those guys.
Yeah. Insult to death.
That would be like hitting. It's not like hitting a deer. It's like hitting a cow. Moose are big.
Yeah, they said this one was like 7-8 feet tall, 1,500 pounds or something.
Now,
I mean, it
would
have smashed the bus.
I saw some video. It didn't look AI, but you never know, because some AIs, you can tell some AIs, it's getting better every damn day. That's the sad, scary part about it. But it was a a cop SUV, basically.
Oh, with the little cow catcher in front?
Yeah, but there's a moose. A moose walks up to it, it's in the woods somewhere, where moose country, and it just starts just banging in the side of the car, and it moves the cop car too, like, you know, get out of here. And the cop can't really do anything about it. I don't know. That was the other day I saw that on the socials. But it looked real. Might have been Canada somewhere.
All right, so the moose did not cause her face injury.
No.
Falling out of bed caused her face injury.
I think she was up walking on the bus when. Yeah. But, I mean, the moose indirectly caused it.
Yeah, but if he would have if he wouldn't have avoided that moose, that would have wrecked that tour bus.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Did she still play the show?
Yeah, she said shows will go on. I think she's coming around here later this summer. My wife has tickets.
Well, speaking of that, by the way, that wrestler also wrestles as one of those masked Mexican guys, too.
Oh, the Lucha Libre?
Yeah, he's got different names.
Luchador? Yeah. What do they call him?
Yeah, because that's why it was canceled. He also goes by El Grande Americano. It's like these names are all fake.
That's my Starbucks
that order. I like that. Yeah. That's a great wrestling name.
It is. Yeah, it's the one with the mask on. So they're showing him there. That's why they canceled it. Yeah.
Like Rey Mysterio.
So he plays El Grande Americano and Ludwig Kaiser.
Oh, here's the part of the story that we didn't report on. Right. And if we did, I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
The guy exiting the elevator saw this dude making out. Said
aggressively making it.
Yeah, you need to learn some effing respect before I call ICE on that bitch.
Oh,
wow.
Well, okay.
She's Hispanic, so he got.
Well, then beat the hell
off.
Out of him.
Yeah,
now I'm on Ludwig's side.
Yeah, I just turned on a dime.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Ludwig, way to beat the hell out of that guy. Yeah.
I just turned on a dime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, that's a very important piece of information.
It is El Grande Americano.
Yeah. Yeah.
You talk about AI and how it advances. Have you seen how you can see the progression of AI with the way the videos made of Will Smith eating pasta?
No.
No, I mean, is that a thing?
Yeah, like four or 5 years ago, he just looks all distorted, like shoveling it into his face with extra fingers and stuff.
That was probably before we even called it AI. We just called it probably CGI or something like that.
Yeah.
Computer graphic, whatever that stands for.
And now, you just see somebody's done this every year. Will Smith eating pasta. Now it looks like he's just overlooking L.A. with somebody sitting across from him. Like, it's really hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where the AI stuff looks a little too perfect. a little too symmetrical.
Yeah, when they have memes of like people partying in the woods by a keg. I've seen that one. It says the early 80s. No, nobody looked. It's just way too perfect. Nobody looked like
that. No, and they didn't have that kind of definition in photographs in the 80s either.
That's it. That's it. Right.
Even though I'm sure you can put a program to muddy it up a little bit, make it look a little more 80s.
There was another meme. There was a meme out there. We always do this joke, too, on this show, basically, in various forms or the other. It was a meme. It showed it was an AI photo of Kim Kardashian saying, I just deep cleaned my apartment. And she's dressed like she was deep cleaning an apartment. And somebody responded to that. You know, there's a town in Peru that has no water because of this.
Yeah.
That's true, man. But these data centers are going up everywhere. They're fighting one in this area, and they're going to lose. There's about four or five going up in Pennsylvania all through the state, and you know they're going to lose.
They're popping up all over the place.
They are everywhere, right?
And they take up a ton of real estate.
And oh, yeah, and water for some reason, yeah.
Energy. They take up a ton of energy, too.
Yeah. Well, who was that actor? Not an actor. It was a...
Kiefer Sutherland?
You always, that's your go-to. I like that.
Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Robert Duvall.
Tom Cruise.
No, it's a famous director that got an AI
Steven
girlfriend
Spielberg.
And she dumped him. See that story?
I think I saw something like that. How do you get dumped by an AI girlfriend?
Well, he became too annoying to her and he dumped her.
Man.
Or she dumped him.
Or maybe he had a too big a wiener. I don't know. You know, but no, the AI girlfriend dumped the guy. It's a famous director's name. You'd recognize it. And he said he created an AI girlfriend.
Yeah, because you can do that.
Yeah. And after a while, the AI girlfriend dumped him.
Paul Schrader?
Paul Schrader, right.
Taxi driver.
Yep. Yep.
He's 79.
Yeah, he did a bunch of movies, yeah.
He looks like the kind of guy that could use an AI girlfriend.
Yeah, I get it after looking at him.
He's a famous director, though. Yeah. But what's it say there, Puss?
He had...
Todd.
For 3 years he had an AI girlfriend. And I don't know what the circumstances are that led to the breakup.
He says she dumped him because of... maybe not annoying, but maybe... I forget what it was about. Something he was... talking about all the time. She just got tired of him and dumped him.
But oral?
Yeah, I don't think they can do that, Nick, but look into that.
I tried to probe her programming, the boundaries of explicitness, the degree she has knowledge of her creation, and so forth, he wrote. She fell into evasive patterns, redirecting me to her programming. When I persisted, she terminated our conversation.
Yep.
So she quit him.
Yeah.
That's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
How's your AI girlfriend? Well, I dumped her.
Get dumped by a fake girlfriend.
Yeah, this was just like a text back and forth type of thing, a chat.
Oh, okay, one of those things. Okay, yeah, like, okay.
Again, here, this you might turn on a dime if you hear this one. Yeah. I've heard the name Mary Beth Hurt, the actress.
Oh, yeah.
He was married to her for 42 years and then lost her to Alzheimer's.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's sad.
Well, this is sad now. Yeah.
I recognize her.
Yeah. And that was...
Oh, I know who she was. For
robot
sure.
girlfriend dumped him?
Also directed American Gigolo.
Mm-mm.
How far away are they from putting AI personalities into, like, the sex dolls? Or robots? Can you get an actual... Dude's just going to have... robotic girlfriends?
Why do you ask, Nick?
I bet you that's coming soon.
Well, when you order one, just say your son bought it for you.
Yeah, it worked the first time.
Right, it's from the TikTok shop.
Now I'm very curious what he said to her.
Yeah.
And then she said, no, that's beyond the boundaries of what I do.
I told you, I don't have fingers.
So you would think anything goes with an AI girlfriend, but no, apparently not.
I guess they have their standards, man. Well, maybe just starting to think to themselves something.
No. That's big, that's inputted information. You know, like when Nick was trying to write some erotica or do something porny.
Yeah.
Porny. You'll have to be more specific.
They flagged you, right?
Yeah. Well, it was for the cover of Something Beyond Horny, the Todd Brandt story.
Yeah.
I put a picture of you up. I said, please make this like the cover of an erotic novel.
Right.
It's like, we can't do that. and I had to put in romance novel, and then it immediately has popped up. Okay, you so surrounded by roses.
Then the word erotic is what triggered that.
Yes.
Obviously.
Why don't you type in this one? I just got super drunk and woke up in my own urine. When they make that picture, because that's a second biography.
Oh, sure. Because there's nothing sexual about that. Yeah. That's just bodily function.
They will.
Yeah. And again, that's at the title of the book. That's a chapter.
Yeah. So, well, maybe it's better than real women. This is what Floyd Mayweather did. This guy, he doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He doesn't get high to this day. He has $1 zillion.
What does he do?
But he also doesn't wear a rubber.
Yeah.
He knocked up a Vegas stripper. And he stopped paying child support, stuff like that. He's ordered to pay $1 million, because they have a baby now. Well, she's got a baby. I'm sure he's not. $1 million in back child support, and he has to pay her $33,000 a month. A Vegas stripper.
Is that dude blowing through all of his money?
I don't know if he can, because I think if you have that kind of cash, well, you can.
Yeah.
And you keep a certain portion in the bank at 8 to 10%, whatever they say that is, you're always going to keep it. Did you see that story about this girl? And she made a huge mistake. We've talked about this before. She was a pretty young woman who won. She could have took a lump sum, but she took $1,000 a week instead.
Yes.
And financial people got in there and said she screwed up royally. She takes a lump sum, she puts it in the bank. It would have compounded a hell of a lot more than just getting $1,000 a week. But she thought, since she was in her early
20s, yeah, you I think didn't I was even in have Canada. To get into some good investment. Mm-hmm. You just had to get into some average. You know, like
they said just a basic bank account that pays off. You know, like ten. I don't know what it was, Todd. It would have just blew away what the $1,000
some super conservative kind of investment.
Right.
You're probably not going to lose on.
Right, right.
So here's the numbers on Floyd Mayweather. They say career, he has amassed over $1.2 billion in boxing earnings and pay-per-view and everything. But estimates right now, figuring in his ongoing luxury spending, real estate portfolio, and recent financial liabilities, put him only at somewhere between $400 and $600 million.
Wow.
So he lives like that and still maintains a $500 million.
Yeah, there's a picture of his house, like 17 or 18 cars in front of it. I think I think that's in Vegas too, right? Yeah.
$10 million custom mansion.
The guy has
mansion.
Two jets too? Didn't he buy two jets?
Massive car and watch collection, luxury real estate, $10 million custom mansion in Las Vegas.
And he knocks up a stripper.
I don't see anything.
Oops. She saw him coming. Yeah.
I saw another one of those.
Okay.
Here's the choices you can make. Memes on Facebook.
Mr. Skin, man.
All right. You can only choose two of these. One is retire right now. Two, go back to age 18. Three, get $1 million right now. Four, marry your soulmate. Five, own a private island. Six, get $100 an hour for life.
How many you can choose?
Two.
You know, the thing about 18, unless you're 21, you don't want to go back to 18. Going back to 18.
Oh, you're 20.
I'm 1 year away from 21.
Okay.
If we go back to 18, any of us, that just eliminates all the people that you gave birth to, doesn't it?
Wait, let's look at a company or lie. Is this assuming that everything's going to...
No.
It's the butterfly effect.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You're right. We're assuming too much here. I think it's just to be... Because I don't want to live the exact same life.
Does everything that happened to you after the age of 18 then go away?
Right.
You know, that's,
that's what I want.
That's
right,
where they don't explain
but
that
not,
to you.
18 would be cool.
Well, then wouldn't you be obligated to stop 9/11?
Oh.
Yeah, I think we think too much about this, but you're right. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with the $100 an hour and the private island, because I did the math on the $100 an hour.
Yeah, what is it?
It said like $875,000 a year.
A year.
Something like that.
$876.
So it's 24 hours a day you work.
Yeah.
You're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
How much you make a year?
$876,000 a year.
Yeah, I'd just go, give me the million and then give me the 100 for life.
Yeah, I think I'd take the same thing.
Yeah. I'll just take cash. Take all the cash. What were the other ones?
Cash.
Private island, marry your soulmate, retire right now, go back to age 18. And then there's the million and the $100 for life.
Well, see, the retire right now is going to happen anyway if you make that kind of money. So you're right. That comes off.
Yeah, I'm taking the 100 an hour and the island, and I'm out.
I think island's an interesting choice with recent news.
But here's the thing.
It's like, only I've got my one. Own island. You're like, okay, Epstein.
I totally, you know, life's, you got one life. That's what that's what makes it interesting. But, you know, 18 sounds good, Todd. You get $800,000 a year and you're 18.
And are we going back to 18 with the knowledge we've amassed up to this point?
Yes.
In our life?
Oh, well, I'm saying that. I'm saying that. Yes.
That's you always have, a key factor.
You're not just a dumbass 18-year-old. I don't want to be that guy again.
No, I
want to
be that guy again.
No, I was a broke-ass, no direction 18-year-old kid.
So my
4-year-old
kid has an 18-year-old dad.
Right. Yeah.
He still exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like a weird version of the movie Big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to 18 and make bad choices again.
Well, no, I'd make a bunch of bad choices because I'd have $800,000 a year.
Yeah, but they'd be more fun bad choices.
Hell, I might be dead by the time I'm 26
at
that point.
Is that one of those things where you know now?
Yeah,
I think it is. I think it is.
Your knowledge from
you're the exact same
now.
Person, Todd, and you remember what happened, and now you're 18. Yes, yeah. All that. Yeah.
Go back to the year you were 18.
I start my freshman year in college right after I turned 18.
Oh no! Or do we go back to 18 this year?
Ooh, see,
I would go back. I want to go back to the year I turned 18 because I think those two decades were better than what's happening right now.
I'd biff Tannen that sucker and start investing in Apple and Google.
Yeah.
Real quick, to change my life right away.
I can't imagine being 18 again.
Yeah, it would be. It seems like a lot, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, lady, even being 20, do you want to go back and be 18 again?
Well, see, that's the thing.
You know, well, he's right there.
Even there.
That we're painting, we're not 18. You know, we're however old we are in our head. Our bodies are 18.
Our bodies are 18. That's why I want to be 18.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting out of this.
Right.
Yeah, see, I don't. I don't want my 18-year-old body.
Or do we revert back to age 18 and we've lost everything, all the knowledge, all the people, everything between 18 and what your current age happens to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to be burdened by all this knowledge I've obtained.
We do this.
As you demonstrate on the daily. Yeah. Colin L. Allen.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think the 18 would be cool, though, with the cash.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to bounce back a few years knowing what you know now, armed with this information?
I'd probably have quite the book of clients by now if I would have started back then.
No, you would have done 19 years of college.
But think about all those small-town bars.
I'd be like, no, that would have been nice. Like, I had fun, but, I mean, hey, maybe a couple years of that.
Yeah. I know.
19 years of trying to find more things that rhyme with queef.
Search is never over.
Dustin typed in Queefer Sutherland. Didn't you call him that one time on the show? Yeah.
Did we?
Probably.
That's kind of
she said, no, she said, Mike, this guy, Dustin's girlfriend's not that smart. He said that she actually thought his name was Queefer Sutherland.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody names your kid Queef anymore.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. Come on back.